You're listening to SBS News.
A sacred ritual on sacred land. Members of the Khoisan are gathered on the land they consider to be the birthplace of their culture. They are performing a cleansing ceremony, a ritual meant to rid the land of negative energies.
This river, protect the soil, the earth.
We pray for our land. Please, dear Lord, open all the door of the secret of our land.
But right now, this land, a lush riverbank lined with trees and wildlife, has become ground zero for a battle between indigenous people and retail companies who are developing the site.
I'm across the road from the River Club development, and I'm on the banks of the river. And this is a sacred site for the Khoi and the San communities. They call this the first frontier. This is where they first fought off the Portuguese, and the first place where they fought the Dutch colonizers as well. And interestingly enough, on the wall of the dam, some graffiti, it reads, same colonizers, different ships.
This land is an epicenter of liberation and resistance to the San and Khoi community.
That's Tarek Jenkson, Supreme High Commissioner for the Gorenkai Kona Khoi Khoi Traditional Indigenous Council. He's been leading the indigenous people's fight against Amazon and the land developers.
What we don't understand is that who in their right mind would want to desecrate a sacred terrain like this?
At the heart of the dispute is a $284 million project. Housing units, stores, as well as US retail giant Amazon's new 70,000 square meter Africa headquarters are set to be built on the land.
Amazon has a considerable track record. So I think that gives one confidence that the jobs, the economic impact is here for the long term.
In a country with a staggering 32% unemployment rate, economists like Ivan Turok say the development shows South Africa and the continent is a place for the future.
It's a marker for other investors. It's a vote of confidence, if you like, in the city and in South Africa, actually. It's important for the country. It will help to encourage other foreign investors.
Tarek, it's not about the jobs or the economy, it's about his culture.
This is the final frontier. If we lose this floodplain, we have lost absolutely everything.
One thing remains clear, for the Khoi and the San, they say their heritage is not for sale.